Trippin'. This is the 15th of December, 2017, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Darn it, what happened to the men in this country? Why is everybody day tripping? I'll be playing songs from the Beatles today. I mean, I got to go somewhere. I don't know where else to go. Everybody's afraid. Now, Tavis Smiley's out of there. Wait a minute. They even put Roland Martin off of his little news show. I used to like to listen to Roland. Why is it that whenever you tell the truth, you're ostracized, you're beat up, you're kicked to the wind, you people are day tripping. Hey, come on. Sing it, boys. Come on, give me verse 2 now. Hey.
Trying to please her.
Trying to please her.
She only played one night stand.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to please her.
You can't please her. No, you can't.
She only played one night stand.
Uh-huh, that's it.
She was a day tripper.
A day tripper, hey.
Sunday driver, yeah.
Sunday driver, yeah.
It took me so long.
Took you too long to find out. But you found out. Yes, you did. I have been saying for years. Wait a minute. Woo! Wait a minute. I got a little instrument here. Play it now.
Day tripping.
What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? Not only to us in this country, what happened to us as men? What happened to men all over the blooming world? What in the heck is going on? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you have any idea what I'm getting at? Men are being attacked on every front today. The only man that I think is standing up for what he says that he believes in and doing what he said he was going to do is the president. I was looking at his speech this morning from, where was it? Annapolis or West Point? No, it was from the FBI Academy. He did he gave a speech there this morning, and I couldn't believe what this man was saying. I said, oh my God, what does this mean? When he was talking about cleaning up Chicago, and when he was talking about getting rid of the Hispanic gang something 13, what he said about them, he called them, oh my God. And I said, oh man, Donald, you can get a man, come on. But he's a man. And when a man is a man says what he means and means what he says. And I'm sure that on the other side of the fence, you got some guys thinking like men and says, you know, we gonna do something to him. But at least Donald is a man. You got to give it to him. You may not think he's the smartest, wisest. He wasn't like Obama. I told you what Obama was. Obama was, that was the weirdest 8 years of my life, I'm telling you. All you have to do is go back on my website, johnecoleman.org, and you know I never voted for the man one time. Didn't. No. I didn't vote for Bush, and I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for nobody. So I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I know one thing. When you do the research, Senator Obama, the way he got that senator position, see, I mean, man, that was a put up if there ever was one. Now, what has happened in a righteous way, and I think it a righteous way, because we are Americans and we always do what we think is right for us to do, if you get my drift. My goodness, we're going through some mess. But no, seriously, I gotta say this. It is wrong. And I'm not playing when I say it. And I'm saying because no one will ever be able to bring a charge against me for groping women and touching women and our children. No. Never. Never. No. No children. No women. No. I don't grope nobody unless they give me the okay to do it. And then if I do it and if they start screaming and saying that he groped me, and I'm just going to say one thing. You must have liked it because you didn't say nothing when I did it. And I know that sounds offensive to some of you women out there, but I'm pretty damn sick of you women coming forward, especially Tavis. Now, I was real because I'm a broadcaster. I'm a communicator. Tavis was the last person on my list that these sisters would open up on. I'm serious. Tavis, old silver tongue, smiley. Oh, but he's retorting back with the, oh, my God, is he coming back? He's coming back with the vengeance. And PBS just boom. I'm going to tell you something. If you black, don't you ever forget that. If you black, you will get back. Because them white boys are not going to even have you on there if there's a smudge of any kind of, especially moral indecency like that. Oh, if there's just any kind of blight coming against you.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We can work it out and get it straight.
You know, you may not like it, but these guys really had a way of putting things in perspective years ago. Now, let me get back to this point that I was saying about men. Because I think that we really need to come on to that. I'll let the Beatles fade out a little bit. Look, when a man cannot speak his mind in his peace, in his own place, in this United States of America, that man has forfeited his right to not only be a citizen, but he has forfeited his right to be a human being, as far as I'm concerned. I got a phone call this morning saying, meet us here for breakfast. And I said, you don't tell me where to meet you. I don't want to eat that food. And if you want to see me after breakfast, come by your house with your friend. Come by my house and meet me. You say, I know. See, you know who you are, what you want to do, when you're going to do it, and you're going to die that way. Now, in this society today, what they've done is they've changed the structure. Men are no longer supposed to be men anymore. Men are supposed to be wusses. Now, first let me talk to, oh my God, and if my daughter's here this cast, please love your daddy. I'm the same daddy you had. I'm not changing. All my friends that know me, I'm not going to back down like everybody in this freaked up society, because we all trying to give the right kind of language in the right kind of place, because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. So now I don't know what would make a man grope a woman in the first dang place, because to me that's the stupidest thing in the world, that you trying to touch somebody like that and try to do that. Do you know how many people there is on the planet? It's unnecessary. But when people get money, especially people that's made money, got money, earned money, and they become socially that kind of individual that most people look up to, you know, they call those people, they're the famous people. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether you're famous or not famous. You don't have a right to put your hand on anybody, to grab anybody, to touch anybody, or to exonerate anybody in any way outside of what they want. So, ladies, I'm in agreement with you. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Some of you ladies ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because you go around these famous people, you know, presidents and people like Tavis Smiley and all these other people, these movie directors and producers. You put your ass all up in their face, smiling and grinning, and because I've seen it. Matter of fact, check it out. I heard that they're going to have an award show coming up, and they're not going to have one male presenter. They're going to be all female presenters. That's what pushed me over the edge this morning. I'm looking, and I said, what? And then I start switching the TV stations, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, ABC, NBC, CBS. I even went to Fox News, and then I went to CNN, and then I went to One News America, something. All of them females. All females. Not one. I said, what happened to the men? I'm sure that men are still going to college taking journalism classes. Where are the men? Where are the men that are running these companies? Oh, and I heard about what is it? Who's the guy that owns Fox? He was a womanizer. All of them are womanizers. These people are multi-billionaires, millionaires, nothing but money. They can buy who they want, have who they want, sleep whoever they want to sleep with, male or female. Everybody's tripping because of that white actor that was carrying the 14-year-old boy in his house. What? With those kinds of millions of dollars, don't you think that 14-year-old boy's parents knew where their child was? Let's back all the way up to the dead man, Michael Jackson. He had the children in his bed. Michael paid their families off. What's the matter with you folk? Why? This is 2017. This mess has never changed. Why is everybody tripping? You day tripping, like the song said. Now let me make this perfectly, perfectly clear. It is not going to cease. It is going to continue to go on. And if you continue, listen, I don't even want to watch the news. Because most of these hussies are painted up like a bunch of zombies. Your lips are too red. Thank God my wife never wore that kind of lipstick. Smeared red lipstick, high rouge on your cheek. You look like a tramp and a hoe. And why would I want to see the weather when you prancing around with your butt and your breasts all out, and I'm supposed to look at you? At least when I look at the weatherman, I'm looking at him and I'm expecting him to tell me what the weather is, not to show me her cleavages. So let's just keep the real where the real is. There are not enough men left in this country. We've all become children, adolescents. We become childish with our disposition, and that weakens a nation. It weakens us because an enemy can come in and take over because you got all your men thinking about, you know, thinking like a bunch of, I didn't want to use the B word, but you're thinking like that. And you cannot think like that and win. You can't do it. You can't do it. Now, I made my mind up this morning after I watched that crap, and it's getting worse and worse. I've been wondering when, you probably been wondering too, when was I going to do a webcast, because I laid off of it. I said, well, wait a minute, let me see what's happening. But then when they got rid of Tavis and Tavis's response, Tavis, what did you think? See, Tavis forgot he was a black man. And that was a great little show that he had on PBS. I'm telling you, man, the Tavis Smiley Show, he interviewed the best. I mean, the top-notch people. And Tavis has a way with words similar to me. I'm a little vulgar, but Tavis, you know, I bet he's vulgar now. And I got some news. I got some news for you guys. You know, I for those of you that's chasing these skirts, let me tell you something. There is one, how can I put it? There is one idea that is promoted in this marriage situation here. The idea is, and you can see it on the advertisements, when you look at the Christmas advertisements, all these gifts, they got these men going to these jewelry stores buying these women these diamonds. What in the heck is that all about? First of all, can the woman cook? Will she be able to raise your children? I know I sound like some old cat from the old country. Let me tell you something. We need to go back to the old something, because this new way of thinking, I'm not going to my grave like a punk. A man is a man. Now let's handle the groping situation. If she came out and said, he groped me, just come on out, brother, and say, yeah, I did it. That was 15, 20 years ago. She moved up on me like that. I said, what you doing? And she kept moving up on me and everything. And so I gave her what she wanted. That's the way a man answers that. A man has no business in it. I didn't. You knew what the hole was when she came to you, brother. Let's just keep it real. PJ, Pastor John, going to keep it real. You knew what it was when she came to you. So accept the fact of what it is. See, a man is not supposed to back up because he got caught. If you got caught, you got caught. Listen, to my knowledge, I've never stolen anything. But if I went in the store and stole some stuff and they got me on camera and they say, we saw you put this in your pocket, I would say, oh man, I thought I was putting that in the bag. No, I'm going to say, you sure did, man. I stole that because I'm a man. I'm not afraid of you. I went in your place and took your stuff and put that in my pocket. If you ever hear PJ deny a fact, it's because I didn't do it. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what the niggardly people did to me when I was in the church. They tried to accuse me of not only stealing money, but stealing some of their honeys. I didn't even answer the accusation. It was ridiculous because I'm not that kind of individual. A man doesn't see. And that's what I like about Donald. And I know a lot of you don't like me anymore because I kind of like Donald Trump. He's not the smartest man in the world. Hell no. He wasn't supposed to be. Why you think most of the majority of the people put him in office? They're not looking for no smooth-talking fool. That's what you had in Obama for the past 8 years. Smooth-talking fool. Had a health situation there that just tore up everything. My goodness, if you don't get your ass up and get a job and work, you ain't supposed to have no free health care. Get a job, get a life. That's what I was taught when I was a young man. When did that ever change? I know. I'm old now. I'm old, I'm retarded, I can't think right, I have to get my mind back. No, I have my mind back. I've been sitting on this issue for weeks. I'm saying, Junie, when you going to say something, man? When are you going to say something? I'm not going to tell you to pray. You're praying for what? This entire country has turned her back on God. And that's why we in the messy position we in right now. I'm glad for certain legislation because I think, in my own personal opinion, anybody should be able to partner up with anybody they want to. That ain't nobody's business, but the person that's partnering up with them. If they're not hurting you, if they're not pouring their gravy all on your plate, mind your own business. Keep your eyes shut because this is America, and I like that freedom. But I'm telling you, the freedom for me to be a man and to say and to express what I feel will never, never be challenged. Never be challenged. I'll die before I let that take place. And that is the same freaking attitude that your president has, President Donald Trump. You may not like him. His hair may look funny. That red tie and that black suit, the way he walked, the way he claps his hands, the way he reads the teleprompters like he don't know what he's doing, that's all right. But look what he got behind him. CIA, FBI, the Senate, the Congress, the legislative body of this fine country of ours. Now, if you're a liberal, you get your group behind you. Look at Judge Moore. Remember when the groping thing came out with him? Judge continued to run like a man. See, that's what a man would do. I don't care whether he did it or not. That's his business. But he ran like a man. He didn't cower down. He didn't back down. Look at our athletes. Look at our African-American athletes. They get with these hussies, and the hussies are following them because they got money. And so when the athlete does what an athlete does, and then they're going to start apologizing. I want to apologize. I didn't mean to do. You know, it was that infamous scene in the elevator with the football player when his girlfriend, because he hadn't married her yet, spit in his face. Spit in his face. And he, being a man, knocked her clean out. And then after the fact, his behind is up there apologizing. Apologizing for what? See, if somebody spit in my face, I'm not a brawler. I'm not. I've just had it when people try to push me in a corner. Don't try to push me in a damn corner. Don't do that. Because when you do that, and I'm free, because that's what American freedom is. I want to talk about that, because see, and a lot of you youngsters, you don't understand what American freedom is. I have the right to express myself. I have the right to express myself in your presence, whether you want to hear it or not. This is what America is. Now, this newfangled bull crap that they're trying to build here. No. No. A man is going to be a man. Here recently, I had to put somebody out of my house. And somebody asked me, how did I feel about it? I said, women operate on feelings. I have no feelings at all. I said, what's love got to do with it? I love the individual, but you can't be around me because I'm a man. And I told you when you first met me that I'm a man. I don't know why you guessing what does that mean, but yes, I do. Because now when a youngster is born after the year, let me put a year on it. If a youngster is born after the year 1990, he don't know what a man is. Because during that time, and they born after that, they don't see them. They don't exist. Now, listen. This is very, very important for you folk to understand. The groping, the touching, the squeezing, and all that stuff between man and women will continue until life itself on the planet ceases. They would do it in every country, in every environment. Usually people with the money do it because they can get away with it. Because they can hire the attorneys, they can hire the police. It's years ago. Eddie Murphy, the famous black comedian, was seen out in public with a black transvestite dressed like a woman. And a few days after that, it appears that the black transvestite fell off of the top of a building and broke his neck. I'm not saying that Eddie did it, but everybody know what a man would do when he gets frightened. Men will respond like that. Bastardly creatures that we are, all of us are totally depraved. I'm not taking sides for anyone. I'm just trying to get you to open up your mind. All this talk about disgust. What's disgusting to me is some of these ugly hags coming forth some 15, 10, 15, 20 years after the fact. What is this, a money grab now? And my goodness, if you didn't like him touching you, why didn't you tell him while you allowed it to take place? Why didn't you run to the police immediately? Why? It doesn't make any sense. Not only it does not make any sense, it is irrational. Listen to this. It is irrational for anyone in their right mind to think that if something happened to someone on that level, that they would not say anything. I am appalled at all these people trying to keep up for these people and said, oh, I know how she feels. Oh, she was used and she was abused. Look, people all like to look at what they like to look at. I know I do. I'm not going to lie about my life. When I see what I like to look at, and if I'm in the company of other human beings, I will tell you what I like to look at and why I like to look at it. Now, if that's repulsive to you and you don't want to hear that, you can remove yourself out of my presence. But please don't try to tell me to shut up. Please don't. Because I'm a man and this is America and that's what freedom is. Now, the only person that can tell me to shut up with a viable threat is a police officer or an officer of the law in some kind of way that got the equalizer that can make me shut the hell up. But other than that, you might as well go on to another location. Now, that's the way a man thinks. And you know why we've lost that sense of what a man is? Because we don't have fathers. Especially the African-American home, you ain't got daddies there. You got a whole bunch of mama's boys running the place. Well, what the mama say? I don't give a damn what mama say. What did papa say? I am sick of looking at professional sports and seeing all these young men pointing to their mamas. Well, I got to buy my mama a house. I got to buy my... Well, what about your daddy? Well, he left my mama and I never did like him. Yeah, because you let that hussy talk about your daddy and you don't know why he left her. You don't know. I have said, when I was pastoring the church, I used to tell these people that. I said, this mess is one-sided. And then, wait a minute. They told me I never fight a woman, right? Man, you better protect yourself against some of these women. Because some of these women, I remember one day a woman in my house picked up something and chased me from the kitchen to the living room. I said, are you serious? She was. Let me tell you something. If they're a human being, you better remain locked and loaded. I'm just keeping it in the real. Stop letting what is happening all the time on the news and everything mess you up. Now, this is what I'm going to have to do because I can barely watch the news. And they all just, you know what? All of the stations, Fox News, CNN, all of them, they switch up like the weather. But see, you're not going to hear about certain of these men doing that because the gay man ain't groping no women. They're not groping no women. They're not snatching them or doing nothing like that. They know the straight men that are doing it. Everybody knows that. As a matter of fact, when this thing came out about Tavis Smiley, a man that I know told me that another man that he knows told him that Tavis was doing that. And so Tavis is lying. Because it was out on him all the time. Why did he think that he could escape? Man, look, you know what? You will never escape from it. If you have money, and especially if you're black, and see, I'm not worried about being sued and stuff like that because I don't have any money. I don't have any money at all. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation not too long ago in my house. Somebody was putting some beverage in my refrigerator, and I said, yeah, I got to correct you, boy. Anything that's in this house, in my refrigerator and in my house, I can eat it and drink it and use it. And if you don't like the way that setup is, get your stuff out of my refrigerator and put it out on the sidewalk and get to stepping. So I'll be damned if you're going to tell me what I can do in my own house. Nobody tells me that. Ever. Ever. See, that's where man talk. Older man talk with a young man like that. I don't have dementia. I don't have Alzheimer's disease or whatever that is. And if I get that, I will have my daughters put me in a mental institution where they can wipe my behind and feed me some cornstarch every other day. But please. And you know what? I just don't know what happened to men. Yes, I do. I know what happened. You abdicated. You've abdicated everything. When all this sexual harassment, and you remember, you know what? I remember when sexual harassment started at the job. I said, ooh, I'm glad y'all came out with these laws. Now I don't even have to say good morning to none of the women in the place. I would go there and just, man, I remember when I was working at the college. I'd go in there, I'd check my box for any mail that I have. Someone would say, oh, hello, Mr. Coleman. I'd just go, mm. I never had a conversation with none of them. I don't even want to talk with them. Look at them. Oh, you look good today. I went, mm. I'm not looking at you. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk with you. I don't want you to ask me nothing about me. Listen, but if you let me be a man, you know what they ought to have is they ought to have every Friday ought to be you can be a man day. Oh, good morning, Mr. Coleman. What's so good about it? I don't want to talk with you. Back up. That's the way I respond to you. It's a shame. You try to, you know what? I remember one day, this is a serious thing. I said it. Someone said, good morning, Mr. Coleman. I said, hello, sweetheart. How you doing? She said, sweetheart? What you doing calling me sweetheart? I said, huh? Sweetheart? Did you hear him? He called me, I'm not his sweetheart. That was a euphemism, you know? A euphemism that men use to compliment a nice-looking woman. It doesn't mean that the man wanted to go to bed with you, tramp. He was complimenting a nice-looking woman. And she said that, and I learned at that point, that's it. No more that. But all the women that come by my house, I compliment them. And I speak with them like they are women. And I just don't know. And these young men are afraid to talk to the women in that way. They are afraid to express themselves with that kind of expression. And so, you know, I'm asking the question, what happened to the men? What happened to the men? What are you afraid of? Oh, man, I can lose everything. Man, would you stop talking with these tramps? Find a woman that like you. Find a man that like you. If you're a woman or whatever, you know, just find somebody that like you and deal with them people and leave these other people alone. You may have to live a very quiet. You know, you can talk about this stuff day in and day out. You can look at men, young men, older men, and everything like that. And I know that a lot of the older men are dead. And the older men that are still alive got to put up with this stuff because everything has changed. The only way that we're going to do it is we're going to have to be reconciled with this. Listen. The only thing that can do it. It's easy.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say but you can learn how to play the game.
It's easy. All you need is what?
All you need is love.
That's it.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Now listen. I'm going to make it real simple for you. I'm going to make it very, very, very simple. Guys. whenever you would have won, ask her, what is this all about? If you think it's about a money grab, you after my money, girl. Especially if you're an athlete, you got money, you're an actor, you got money. Ask if love is there. You know where PJ coming from. It's all about love. It ain't about nothing else but love. That's all you need. But if it's about that money and everything else, and then they're going to try to get their attorney to sue you and take everything you have. Come on, man. You walked in at that. That was a trap. If you think I'm wrong, tell me. If you think I'm right, leave me alone. If you think I need to keep speaking up on what a man should be, let me know. That's what I'm going to do as long as I'm alive. All right. That's it. That's all you need. End it up, guys. Do you believe it? Because if you don't believe it, you're going to keep getting hit by the same sledgehammer that's taking out men. And you know what? One would have to think and say, wait a minute. Has a woman ever done a man? Oh, yes. Powerful women do this all the time. Women with money. I just watched that famous old movie with Tyrone Power, and I forget the actress's name, the Marie Antoinette, the one in black and white, years ago. Powerful woman. They chopped her head off. Undoubtedly, there were some people crying in the theater when that took place because she was a woman. Wicked. Know this, and know that each of us have a responsibility before God to speak up. Speak up, guys. I find it extraordinary that they're not on Mr. Bill Cosby's back anymore, and he gonna die billionaire, millionaire. Money. Greed. If I were famous, I wouldn't sleep with anybody that would not first prove to me that they love me. And if they show in any way, any indication that they don't love me by taking advantage of me, why would I have anything to do with them? And for those of you parents out there that got daughters, you need to tell your daughters, if you get with a man, don't get with him for his money. Don't get with him for his stuff. Get with him for the love that he can provide you with and for the goodness that you could experience. Oh, I see that a friend of mine sent me a photo. So I better check that photo out and see whether it is copacetic. It must be Christmas time. Thank you for coming to my website, spending some time here. I'll be back in a few days if I see some other mess developing in my worldview. This is PJ from the Lucy Coleman Studio saying hang tight.